is here today to share information with you about grants, loans, combinations of those that mean for the rural energy concept, and now bringing that to fruition, 20-some projects here in Illinois, bringing that to a total of 40 here in our state for the Rural Energy for America program. Not only Illinois, but throughout the United States. Dallas Tanzager.
Good morning. It is a great pleasure to be here. I appreciate Colleen so much, the introduction and the opportunity to work with her, to be in Illinois today at this particular farm show. As a farmer for all of my life, I just love seeing equipment. I love going to the booths. I love getting around and looking at everything. So this kind of event is just like home for me, and I really appreciate it. As Colleen said, rural development has some 42 programs and will be distributing something over $40 billion this year between the regular funding programs, areas, and the stimulus money given to it by Congress. We work on everything from fixing a repair problem to some low-income person's home to building energy plants for fueling rural electric systems. We fund water systems. We are most recently taking applications for the broadband telecommunications program, and we'll start awarding funds for broadband for rural areas of the U.S. very shortly. So it's a remarkable opportunity to be in this role, to work with state directors like Colleen, to work with all of you, and to spend time traveling around and understanding rural America as well as possible. I am a big promoter and believer in alternative energy. The more we can do with ethanol, with biodiesel fuels, with crops created from biomass, from wind energy, from photovoltaic energy, from all sources, the better off we can do to serve rural America. So I'm most anxious in that particular area to look for opportunities for economic return for producers of commodities, as well as economic return for people who live in the communities around or with in rural areas. I think additionally we're doing a lot with creating false local food systems. I've seen a lot of that on the grounds today, where local producers are trying to hook up and do local food systems. Specifically today, I want to announce some funding that we're doing on projects on behalf of Secretary Tom Vilsack. Especially, we're announcing today awarding of 233 renewable energy grants and loans nationwide in some 37 states. Particularly, it's a little over $13 billion. And in Illinois, there are 22 recipients of these REAP grants and loans, as they're called, for something over $1 million. These funds are used to provide energy efficiency grants, loans, feasibility studies for all kinds of projects, particularly for farmers. So when you look at the list of the 22 projects, you're going to see a lot to individual producers or companies that serve producers to help them do energy efficiency programs and to provide ways to reduce the use of particularly non-renewable energy and to improve the usage of renewable energy projects. Also today, I want to announce the funding for a rural water program, a rural water project called South Lawrence Water Corporation. This group is receiving a grant and loan for $716,000 of loan and $271,000 grant for the South Lawrence Water Corporation. It's a disaster assistance project funded because they have the challenges they face because of natural disasters recently. And this will provide about 21 more families with new rural water supply and will improve overall the water availability for, I think, something like 411 customers currently of that project. So those are the funding announcements we're doing today. If we can answer questions on those, we'd like to. Again, I'm here on behalf of USDA Rural Development. Our agency has an office here that Colleen is the leader of for the state of Illinois, and she's exactly right. I would love to come back and be a state director again, but I get this opportunity now, and thank you for coming today, and thank you for joining us for this announcement.